Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome once again to another special edition of the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. I'd just like to say a special hello and welcome to any mothers who are with us tonight, this being the Mother's Day season of the year, and I hope you've all had a wonderful time as Mother's Day. We're greatly appreciated all year, but it's nice on one day of the year to focus our appreciation and say thanks. Mothers are a funny breed, though. You know how they look into your eyes and they point the finger, and as they're wagging their finger at you, they're telling you, "How many times have I told you not to point with your finger?" Or they'll say things like, "How many trillions of times have I told you not to exaggerate?" Mums are ventriloquists. They can speak with their teeth closed together, gritted, "You, get inside, right now." They've also got bad memories, I've noticed. They forget who they are. "Don't you know who I am?" And they sometimes forget who their children are as well. "Who do you think you are?" Mums are funny in that they teach you to walk, and then they teach you to talk, and then what do they teach you next? Yes, sit down and shut up. And then you say to them, "Mum, I've lost my bag." "Well, where did you leave it last?" "Well, if I knew that, Mum, it wouldn't be lost, would it?" Or my favourite one, "If you fall off that wall and break your legs, don't come running to me." Anyway, we do love them, really. So here's a song by Rose Marie, all about Mother's Day.
This is my mom.
So I'd just like to wish my own mother a very happy Mother's Day. My mum's name is Mary, so I've got the same mum name as Jesus's mum. If you were sending your mum a card, it probably would have a verse by Helen Steiner Rice, the poet. So over the air, let's send you a Mother's Day card from Helen Steiner Rice, from her book of poems. This is What is a Mother? It takes a mother's love to make a house a home, a place to be remembered no matter where we roam. It takes a mother's patience to bring a child upright, and her courage and her cheerfulness to make a dark day bright. It takes a mother's thoughtfulness to mend the heart's deep hurts, and her skill and her endurance to mend little socks and shirts. It takes a mother's kindness to forgive us when we err, to sympathise in trouble and bow her head in prayer. It takes a mother's wisdom to recognise our needs and to give us reassurance by her loving words and deeds. It takes a mother's endless faith, her confidence and trust, to guide us through the pitfalls of selfishness and lust. And that is why in all the world there could not be another who could fulfil God's purpose as completely as a mother. Now here's another Helen Steiner Rice poem called A Mother's Love is a Haven in the Storms of Life. A mother's love is like an island in life's ocean vast and wide, a peaceful, quiet shelter from the restless rising tide. A mother's love is like a fortress, and we seek protection there when the waves of tribulation seem to drown us in despair. A mother's love is a sanctuary where our souls can find sweet rest from the struggle and the tension of life's fast and futile quest. A mother's love is like a tower rising far above the crowd, and her smile is like the sunshine breaking through a threatening cloud. A mother's love is like a beacon burning bright with faith and prayer, and through the changing scenes of life we can find a haven there. For a mother's love is fashioned after God's enduring love. It is endless and unfailing, like the love of Him above. And here's one other. It's entitled, Flowers Leave Their Fragrance on the Hand That Bestows Them. There's an old Chinese proverb that if practiced each day would change the whole world in a wonderful way. Its truth is so simple, it's so easy to do, and it works every time and successfully too. For you can't do a kindness without a reward, not in silver nor gold, but in joy from the Lord. You can't light a candle to show others the way without feeling the warmth of that bright little ray. And you can't pluck a rose all fragrant with dew without part of its fragrance remaining with you. And whose hands bestow more fragrant bouquets than mother, who daily speaks kind words of praise? A mother whose courage and comfort and cheer lights bright little candles in hearts through the year. No wonder the hands of an unselfish mother are symbols of sweetness unlike any other. So here's Anne Murray to sing For Baby.
I'll walk in the rain by your side. I'll cling to the warmth of your tiny hand. I'll do anything to help you understand. I'll love you more than anybody can. And the wind will whisper your name to me. Little birds will sing along in time. The leaves will bow down when you walk by. And morning bells will chime. I'll be there when you're feeling down, to kiss away the tears if you cry. I'll share with you all the happiness I found, a reflection of the love in your eyes. And the wind will whisper your name to me.
I'd just like to share with you some gems that I picked up in a book entitled Soul Sculpture by E.F. and L. Harvey. Soul Sculpture is a wonderful concept that parents are chipping away at their children to mould them and shape them into being people of stature. J.H. Jowett said, "Where there is a really great man, there is first a good mother." Someone once said, "Someone asked a man of wisdom when the education of his child should be commenced. 20 years before his birth, by educating his mother," was the reply. When you think of Bible stories, we think of Moses and his mother, Samuel and his mother, Samson's parents. Look at Jesus, he had Mary. Thomas Nelson said, "Give our boys better mothers, and they will give those mothers better sons." Someone said, "Show me the mother, and I will show you the man." John Tabb said, "The baby has no skies but mother's eyes, nor any God above but mother's love." The benefits of motherhood are twofold, if she's a true mother. Not only does she help to shape the soul and character of her child, but the process does a lot to alter her herself. Michelangelo, the great sculptor, himself spoke of his own mother and how she shaped and sculpted him. Abraham Lincoln said, "I remember my mother's prayers, and they have always followed me. They have clung to me all my life." St. Augustine said, "If I am thy child, only God, it is because thou gavest me such a mother." D.L. Moody, the great evangelist, "All that I have ever accomplished in my life, I owe to my mother." Or George Herbert, "The influence of a good mother is worth more than 1,000 schoolmasters." I like the story of Susanna Wesley. She was the mother of John Wesley, who founded the Methodist Church, and Charles Wesley, his brother, who wrote 8,000 hymns. She had actually 17 children, and she brought them up in two rooms, and every day she would pray an hour in the morning, an hour at night, and an hour in the middle of the day. If someone came to the door, the kids would say to her, "You know, Mum's not available right now, she's with God." And the way she got privacy with 17 kids in two rooms was to put her apron over her head, and the kids knew at that point, Mum's praying. A woman like that, she brings up John Wesley, Charles Wesley. Here's one poem, "Mother's Elbows on My Bed." "I was but a youth and thoughtless, as all youths are apt to be, though I had a Christian mother who had taught me carefully. But there came a time when pleasure of the world came to allure, and I no more sought the guidance of her love so good and pure. Her tender admonitions fell but lightly on my ear, and for the gentle warnings I felt an inward sneer. How could I prove my manhood were I not firm of will? No threat of future evil should all my pleasures kill. But mother would not yield her boy to Satan's sinful sway, and though I spurned her counsel, she knew a better way. No more she tried to caution of ways that she knew were vain. And though I guessed her heartache, I could not know its pain. She made my room an altar, a place of secret prayer, and there she took her burden and left it to his care. And morning, noon, and evening, by that humble bedside low, she sought the aid of him who best can understand a mother's woe. And I went my way unheeding, careless of the life I led, until one day I noticed prints of elbows on my bed. Then I saw that she had been there, praying for her wayward boy, who for love of worldly pleasure would her peace of mind destroy. While I wrestled with my conscience, my mother wrestled still in prayer, till that little room seemed hallowed, because so often she met him there. With her God she held the fortress, and though not a word she said, my stubborn heart was broken by those imprints on my bed. Long the conflict raged within me, sin against my mother's prayers. Sin must yield, for mother never, while she daily met him there. and her constant love and patience were like coals upon my head, together with the imprints of her elbows on my bed. Mother love and God love are a combination rare, and one that can't be beaten when sealed by earnest prayer. And so at last the fight was won, and I to Christ was led, and mother's prayers were answered by her elbows on my bed. Here's Celtic roots and rhythms. The song is Erin Mócroy. Excuse my Gaelic, but it means my heart in Gaelic. It's sung by Anita Hay and accompanied by Nick Hay. And behind this song there is a story that Anita and Nick, they're celebrating the birth of their child Erin after two previous miscarriages. Here's a lovely story. Some workmen were cutting rock from a quarry. What they were doing was boring the hole in the rock, filling it with the gunpowder or the dynamite, attaching a fuse, and then setting fire to the fuse. And they warned everybody to stand back, and so they lit the fuse, but as it was burning its way up to the dynamite, a little girl about 3 years old, who'd been with her mother and got suddenly detached, started to walk into the quarry. Every second, it was getting more and more dangerous. The workmen shouted and waved their arms desperately, but the child just stood there. The child didn't understand the men. It had no idea of the danger it was in. The men couldn't run forward and rescue the child because they were risking their own lives. It was going to explode at any second. Then rescue came just in the nick of time. The child's mother appeared. She could see at once what the danger was. What could she do? To have run towards the child might have sent the child running nearer to the rock face. To have called might have frightened him. So what she did do was she knelt down and opened her arms wide with a great big smile, and at once the child ran towards her and hugged her, and the danger was averted and the child was safe. The power of a mother's embrace. There comes a time, however, when the child grows up, and then the bird begins to flap its wings and want to fly the nest. There's a lovely song, an ABBA song, it's in the current musical Mamma Mia, called Slipping Through My Fingers. A mother told me that the saddest moment for her was when her youngest child went for its first day to the primary school. She said it wasn't so bad when the other children went to their first day to school, but when the very last child went to school, it was so sad to think it's the last time I'll be saying cheerio to them. So here's from Mamma Mia, Slipping Through My Fingers.
School bag in hand, she leaves home in the early morning, waving goodbye with an absent-minded smile. I watch her go with a surge of that well-known sadness, and I have to sit down.
Jack was a wee boy with a big problem. A financial one, to be precise. Mother's Day coming up, and he didn't have much pocket money. He never seemed to be able to afford things, so he thought, if shops need more money, they put their prices up. If governments need more money, they put their taxes up. If the bus company needs more money, it puts the fares up. So he thought to himself, That's the answer. When you need more money, think where it comes from, then ask for more. Well, his money came from his parents, his pocket money. So he thought he'd do it the right way. He wrote out a list of things, put the paper in an envelope and left it on his mother's plate at breakfast. What a surprise she got when she opened it and read, "Mother owes Jack for running messages £3, for walking the dog £2, for helping in the garden £3, for extras £2, total, Mother owes Jack £10. Jack hardly dared to look up as his mother put the list away. She said nothing, but he thought he glimpsed half a smile on her face. At lunchtime, Jack came home from Sunday school. He was a bit scared. He got a shock when he sat down at the table. There was an envelope on his plate. He wondered if his business approach had been successful. He opened it, and inside was a £10 note. But there was also another note which said, "Jack owes Mother for being good to him, nothing. For nursing him through illness, nothing. For food, clothes and toys, nothing. For washing and ironing, nothing. Total, Jack owes Mother, nothing. It is all done because Mother loves Jack." Well, Jack felt terrible. He'd only been thinking about himself, about what he did, what he would get. What a terrible house it would be if nothing was done unless it was paid for, if nothing was done out of love. So with tears in his eyes, he put his arms round his mother, pushed the £10 note back into her hand, and he knew he'd something more precious, his mother's love. Here's a song about the best love in the world. Love divine, all loves excelling. So we give thanks today that our mothers love us, but we're also couched in the love of Jesus. The best of mothers gives us just a wee hint of what God's love is like. Mothers are the channels of God's love. Mothers are God's home carers and nannies bringing up God's children. God thinks of himself as our mother. We often think of God our father, but the Bible has God our mother too. Isaiah 66 verse 13. "I will comfort you as a mother comforts her child." And in Matthew 23, verse 37, Jesus says, "How many times have I wanted to put my arms round all your people, just as a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings." So, mums, I wish you all a happy Mother's Day, every day. And bye to everybody until we meet again, same time next week here on 3TFM. And I leave you with Don Francisco singing, "Only Love Is Spoken Here."
is a temple without walls, marble columns for polished halls, built upon the living stone, made for you and you alone. It isn't far from where you stand, distracted by this world's demands. Just inside and up the stair, a friend is sitting, waiting there. You can leave your cares behind, the empty chatter of your mind. Come and rest, no need to fear. Only love is spoken here. Only love is spoken here. Words like arrows take their toll. The enemy attempts control. Dark clouds blow across the soul. Through each storm, the anchor holds. So you can leave the past behind, the anxious turning of your mind. Come and rest, no need to fear. Only love is spoken here. Only love spoken here. That can't be touched by sin. For through it all, both day and night, the Spirit shines His holy light. Here in me you stand complete, except to let me wash your feet. So come and rest, no need to fear. Come and rest, no need to fear. Only love is spoken here.